If anyone, there we are. I wonder if anyone has ever said to you, you can't judge a book by its cover. Anybody heard that? Okay. What about maybe your mom said to you one day, your face is going to freeze like that, right? Mm-hmm. Or if your friend jumped off a cliff, would you do it too? How about don't put all your eggs in one basket? And finally, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all, right? Well, we have all kinds of sayings, sayings that we teach our children and say to one another in attempt to teach something important. And some of these sayings we remember and pass on because they hold a grain of truth. Now, of course, there are some sayings that we repeat that aren't very helpful at all. Some sayings just irritate us and maybe sometimes make us laugh. Well, whether we know it or not, we are familiar with wisdom sayings, with words of wisdom that we have heard or that we have passed on. Well, today, here at Zion, we begin a 4-week series on wisdom. And we are going to spend 2 weeks on the book of Proverbs, 1 week in the book of Ecclesiastes, and then one more in the Song of Solomon. Now, Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and the Song of Solomon are traditionally known as writings from King Solomon. King Solomon, who was the son of King David, known for his wisdom and for building the first temple in Jerusalem. Well, Catherine Schifferdecker, she is the associate professor of Old Testament at Luther Seminary, writes that the rabbis said that Solomon wrote Song of Solomon in his amorous youth, Proverbs in seasoned middle age, and Ecclesiastes in disillusioned old age. These are three very different books of the Bible, but they do have a few things in common. Proverbs and Ecclesiastes are a part of what we call the wisdom literature of the Bible, books that also include a book like Job. And Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and the Song of Solomon also have in common their style. They are written in the form of poetry. They are not complete narratives or stories that have a beginning and an end. So for us, they can be hard to follow sometimes, and harder still to understand. But the beauty of the Bible is that it is filled with all kinds of writings, stories and poetry, history and wisdom sayings, songs and prayers, as we saw through our time in Psalms, and testimonies and visions. Well, the wisdom writings we are reading through these next few weeks were included in the Bible because they have something to say to us about the life of faith. Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, talks about ordinary, everyday things in life. Money and work, sex and marriage, friends and family. Proverbs offers wisdom that concerns living a life that is built around good relationships with other people and with God. But then Ecclesiastes is written from a wise teacher who reflects on his life. And he finds that after a lifetime of seeking wisdom, he concludes that he cannot control life at all. Good things happen to the wise and to the foolish. In the end, he says, everyone dies. No matter what they have done with their life, no matter how many riches they have built up, or how much wisdom they have. The writer of Ecclesiastes concludes that we should enjoy life in the moments we have been given and trust God. And finally, the Song of Solomon is a poem about lovers. It's not a book we hear often, actually that we hear ever in worship, but it is a part of the Bible and speaks to the experiences of love and intimate relationships. But today, we turn our attention first to the first and third chapters of Proverbs. And we learn from the very beginning of this book that these Proverbs of Solomon are for learning about wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for gaining instruction in wise dealing, righteousness, justice, and equity, to teach shrewdness to the simple, knowledge and prudence to the young. Well, if you sat down, and maybe you will this next week, and read through the whole book of Proverbs, you would quickly realize that the teachings in Proverbs and the sayings there are directed toward young people. You can picture, as you read the Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, you can picture a man teaching a group of young boys gathered all around him. And these wisdom sayings in Proverbs begin by pointing to the foundation of the life of faith, by pointing to our relationship with God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Or hear this verse from another translation, The Message. Start with God. The first step in learning is bowing down to God. The book of Proverbs tells us that to know the way of wisdom and how we are to live in God's ways, that way begins with the fear of the Lord. To fear the Lord is to recognize God's great power and respect God as our creator. To know that God loves us as God's own people and wants to be in relationship with us and calls us to live in God's ways. In chapter 3 of Proverbs, we hear these words, "My child, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and abundant welfare they will give you. Do not let loyalty and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and of people." Proverbs tells us to keep God's ways close, to bind them around our neck, to write them on our hearts. We are called today to know God's ways, to keep them close, to live a good life, which according to these wisdom sayings includes being kind and respectful to other people, honoring your elders, working hard, controlling your emotions and actions so that they do not hurt others, and working for justice and peace in the world. Well, Proverb goes on with our memory verse, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be a healing for your flesh and a refreshment for your body." The good life, the life God calls us to live, the way of wisdom, means living a life of humility and trust in God. And living in God's ways can bring healing and new life for us. But it wouldn't be complete today if I did not also say that it's clear from the first chapter of Proverbs all the way through the last word of this book that these wisdom sayings assume one very particular thing. The wisdom sayings of Proverbs assume that there are only two kinds of people. There are the wise people who do well and the foolish people who are punished. Now, in real life, we know that this is not always the case. People, we ourselves, are far more complicated than simply falling into two categories, the foolish and the wise. We each have moments where we are foolish and wise, depending on the situation and the day. Being wise and living a good life, we know, does not mean that bad things will never happen, and vice versa. The book of Proverbs does not give us the complete picture of the human experience or the world as we know it. But Proverbs, for us as Christians, is not our only source of wisdom. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we find Paul speaking of Jesus. Jesus who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. God wants us to live in the way of wisdom. God's wisdom calls us to a life that is about relationships and living in community, about compassion for each other, about respect and humility and generosity. And we know this way of wisdom from the sayings we find in Proverbs. But more importantly, we know the way of wisdom in the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Jesus, who is the wisdom of God, that we teach to our children, that we teach our children to know, that we carry with us, that we keep close and on our hearts. So I invite you to read the book of Proverbs, or maybe just a few chapters this week. You might find yourself laughing. You might find yourself irritated. You might find wisdom for your life this week. And as Christians, know that we read the book of Proverbs with Jesus by our side, reminding us always that he walks with us, that he loves us and cares for us, the wise and the foolish alike. So may we all learn the way of wisdom, the way of our God, and always follow our Lord Jesus. Amen.